A bipartisan effort would ensure survivors of sexual assault can get help from the first hospital they get to. Washington Senator Patty Murray joined with Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski in co-sponsoring the legislation, which is also being introduced in the House. It would pave the way for more evidence-gathering kits and more training in hospitals. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
The inspiration for this bipartisan congressional effort is Leah Griffin, who went to a Seattle hospital following her rape in 2014 and was turned away. She told reporters,
"They shrugged their shoulders and said, 'We don't do rape kits here.'"
By the time Griffin got to a rape kit, the evidence was incomplete. Prosecutors wouldn't go ahead with charges. Leah Griffin,
"We have a justice system that demands empirical evidence to prosecute rape, but then denies victims access to that evidence collection and due process."
The legislation just introduced in Congress would provide more rape kits to hospitals and train nurses. There's an art in taking samples from a person after a trauma, in asking questions, and in giving help. Across the country, thousands of rape kits full of evidence are sitting in warehouses untested. That's a problem, say advocates. But some states like Washington have committed to testing every new rape kit, if only victims can get to them in time. In Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.